I think you know, Deshaun just growing up as a football player, he's accustomed to what he's asked to do. He's done a great job in the off-season program. I mean, he's a very powerful man in the weight room, and I think you're seeing the gains from that. But very comfortable in our scheme, very instinctive. You know, he had to play, practice number three, where he pulls the reverse down and makes a long run. So, I mean, he's a very instinctive football player. He's a tough guy to bring down. He has excellent center of gravity, you know, playing with leverage and so forth. So I think he's having a heck of a camp.
Mike, where were Jackson and Underwood?
Brandon Jackson has a bruised shoulder, and Underwood had back spasms.
Preston?
He returned. He jammed his back.
Mike, was the short practice by design, or did a couple things make you forced to go even shorter than maybe you had planned today?
I can't go 2 hours or 2.5 hours every day. I mean, we'll have a long practice tonight, but this was by design. It's our first shell practice of the training camp. What I think of it?
Yeah.
You know, the number of things you look for first time you do move the ball. I thought the substitution, the play entry, and those types of things were very good, both offense and defense. I thought the defense was very sharp. In both sides of both periods, I thought the offense, the run of protection was pretty clean. I felt that we were holding the ball a little bit too much. I have to see the film to determine exactly what that was all about. But I thought it was a good start, mixing all the different down and distances, hitting the red zone, third down, and so forth. So I was pleased with the work. I thought it was pretty sharp.
Coach, how does your Wednesday schedule go then for the players? I assume they're still lifting and still doing those things?
Lift, we will do the lifting, and then we'll take time to review Tuesday night's practice, and then we'll have a review meeting to clean up everything that's in to that point, and then we'll have a guest speaker.
Darren yesterday thought he would be back out here this morning. Do you anticipate him being back out tonight, or are you going to hold him off?
Well, I thought, you know, knowing Darren's history, I thought maybe he had a chance to go this morning, but you know, we'll see how he responded to the work in the AM, because you know, it takes a lot to hold him out of practice, so we'll see how he responds from the treatment.
Do you think the guys bounced back well from yesterday? It was a tough practice, a lot of guys gassed at the end. I mean, this is obviously not a really strenuous practice. You find more about that tonight, maybe.
Well, I thought today's practice is exactly what you need at this point. It was an opportunity to go back and review the first four installations that are in at this point. That's the design of the practice. We had a 60-minute jog through. The offense and defense both finished in four and a half minutes early. So that tells you about the focus. It talks about, you know, the sharpness, and that's what you're trying to get done. I thought the two periods of moving the ball were sharp. I think we hit the target with this morning's practice. And, you know, tonight we'll line it up and go get it again like we have in the first four practices. So far it's been a good day.
I know Atari had the morning off, but what did you think of him the first couple days after missing all the off season and the mini camps?
Physically, he looks comfortable. I mean, he's moving like you remember Atari moving before. So I think that's nice to see, especially coming off the surgery that he's had. He just needs to play. I mean, he needs the reps and the checks and just being out there. But so far, physically, he looks really good.
Mentally, how far would you say he might be behind just from not doing those reps like everybody else?
He's on top of his work, you know. But once again, there's no replacement for the actual live reps. That's the work he needs.
Any closer to getting into camp from what you've heard?
I haven't heard anything today. Last night that we're pretty much in the same spot. So hopefully we can resolve the business situation that BJ's going through and get him here in the camp.
How much does that hurt him to miss this many practices?
Well, it doesn't help him, Mike. I think that's obvious. It'd be nice to get him in here. So he's missing quality work.